This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Second Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I only have him for a limited time, so I don't want to waste any time at all. You guys know about the show. You know who I am. But I'm honored and I love having Dr. Ben Carson with me right now. Man, it really doesn't need any kind of introduction. I mean, if you don't know who he is, you must have been in a coma for the last 20 years. Dr. Carson, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, all right. So you've got a new book out or will be available soon on Amazon, Created Equal, The Painful Past, Confusing Present, and Hopeful Future of Race in America. And, you know, a couple of quick questions here should be fairly easy. Were we not, before President Obama, and I don't want to put all the blame on one person, but were we not making positive strides in race relations in this country?
We made incredible strides. You know, when I was a kid and a black person would come on television who was not in a servile role, it was a big deal. You called everybody into the living room to look. And now you have black admirals and generals and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and presidents of universities, including Ivy Leagues. We've elected the president of the United States twice. We have a vice president, a major foundation leaders. I mean, to say that we haven't made enormous progress is just a bold-faced lie or denial of reality. It doesn't mean that we still don't have progress to make. But, you know, for a nation just in my lifetime to come that far is pretty impressive.
You know, and I totally agree with you. It's funny. I told you during the break that I was on a school board here in Southern California. And every year until recently, we recently had a black woman join the board. But until then, every year we used to celebrate Black History Month. And I always said that the emphasis seems to be on slavery, and not that we should forget that, but there's been so many, including yourself, there's so many positive contributions by the black community, people in the black community. Why do we not tout those things so that your young black men and young black women see that there's more to life than what their past was?
Absolutely. I mean, we should really hold up the tremendous contributions made by everyone in our society. We have a diverse society. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I think that we ascended to the pinnacle so quickly is because we have so many different people with different talents and different ways of looking at things. And it's really paid extremely big dividends for us. And what we're doing is allowing the purveyors of division and hatred to prevail. And it's really the only thing that can destroy our nation. We're way too strong to be taken down by China or Russia or North Korea or Iran. But we can be destroyed from within. Jesus said it best, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Yeah, no, and it's so true. And we are a divided nation, a very divided nation, and it seems to be getting worse on a daily basis. And the media plays a big role in that. And frankly, my personal opinion is the education system has played a big role in that. We have so dumbed down our education system. Our young people really don't know the real history of this country. And you even allude to the fact that it's true. We've had some dark days in this country. We've done some really pretty nasty things to human beings, but we always strive. This is one of those countries that always strives to do better, always strives to fix its mistakes. Do you agree?
Exactly. Well, I mean, we're inhabited by human beings, and human beings are imperfect. So, of course, you're going to have some bad things happen. And, you know, you have a choice. Do you want to just spend your time looking at the bad things that have happened and hashing that over time and time again? Or do you want to learn from those things so that you can do better in the future? You know, you take the issue of slavery. It was horrible. There's no question about that. But we're not the first nation to have slavery. It's been virtually in every society since written human history has occurred. Now, the only thing that's unique about us is that we had enough people who detested it that they were willing to fight a bloody civil war and lose a large portion of the population to get rid of it. And that's worthy of emulation. You can learn from that. But what we really should be thinking about is the fact that there are more slaves in the world today than there have ever been at any time in the history of mankind. When you look at human trafficking, and the biggest consumer of that, United States of America. So we have a major problem going on right here, right now. We don't have to go back 200 years and dredge up something. We need to deal with what's going on with people's lives today.
Yeah, amen. I mean, people want to dwell in the past. They want to dwell, and you know, my parents came here. I mean, my grandparents came here. They're Italian immigrants, and my grandfather was always of the mindset that you move forward. We came here for a better life. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. You just do the right thing, and you work hard. That's what we came here for. And we've lost that message because we're not telling our young people, our immigrant young people, or even ones that live here already, that they do, that the American dream still exists. It's still here. You have to work it. It's really that simple.
Yes. But obviously, it is still here. I mean, we're the only nation that has a dream. Have you heard about a French dream? No.
No.
Or a Canadian dream? They thought they had one until a few weeks ago.
That's true. Very true. All right. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I really want to talk about your book and tell people where they can get it and a lot of good stuff going on. Joe Messina, your host. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And truly be part of the conversation. You know, I always tell you people, get informed first before you go out there trying to fight a battle. You know, you gotta understand who your enemy is. You gotta understand the information that you need, the resources you need to win. And like I always tell you, I bring on the experts because I don't have a clue. I just have a microphone in the mouth, and that doesn't mean I'm an expert in anything. So I like to bring people on that do have a clue. And this guy needs no real introduction. Dr. Ben Carson joins me. His new book, Created Equal: The Painful Past, Confusing Present, and a Hopeful Future of Race in America. And Dr. Carson, I mean it sincerely. I'm truly honored to have you on the show because these are things we need more information on. We need more people speaking out on race in America.
Without question, because some people have sort of taken the race issue and distorted it in such a way as to exacerbate the relationships that were moving along in the right direction, and now bringing it to the forefront again, making little kids feel bad about themselves. I have a friend, his granddaughter came home crying and saying, "Grandpa, am I evil because I'm white?" You know, this is stuff that they're getting in school. And then, you know, so many of the black kids are being told that they're victims and that the system is stacked against them and that they can never achieve a normal level because of that. And, of course, that creates resentment. And it really is quite substantial what's going on. And it's imperative that we not just, you know, complain about it and then go about our business. It needs to be actively resisted and fought, and we need to get on the same page, sort of as they are. They understand how important it is to get to the kids while they're young and very impressionable.
Oh, yeah.
Vladimir Lenin said, "Give me your children to teach for 4 years, and the seed that I sow will never be uprooted." And, you know, we know how impressionable those brains are, but we need to be putting the right things in them. It doesn't mean when we teach history that we exclude slavery and Jim Crow and all this stuff, but it means that we couch them in the correct context, and we show what was going on, and we show that, you know, not everybody was evil. And in fact, there were so many people who were resisting slavery that we were willing to fight the Civil War.
You know, you went over something pretty quick there, and I don't usually do this, but I have a black granddaughter. Or let me put it to you bluntly. They call her my black granddaughter. I call her my granddaughter. All right? It's really simple for me. But my concern is always when I see her. And I'm not going to do the whole emotional thing and it breaks my heart, but I know what they're teaching in these elementary schools. Is my granddaughter someday going to look at me and say, "Hey, Grandma and Grandpa are white"? Does that mean that they hate me or I'm just kind of tolerated? You know, think about that aspect of this stuff where they're bombarding the kids 6 hours a day. Is that a valid concern?
It's a valid concern. It's one of the reasons, though, that we see so many charter schools and home schools and private schools springing up. I mean, in record numbers now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing because it will actually force the public schools to start being reasonable, particularly if we start having the dollars follow the student.
Oh, that would be, in California, I mean, not to be disrespectful, but Jesus would have to show up, stand right next to Newsom and say, "This is how we're going to do this." Okay. I mean, these guys are out of control here in every aspect. They want this to be a sanctuary abortion state. And again, I don't want this to be a beat-up session, but where are my Christian brothers and sisters on this? Why aren't they speaking out? Why aren't you guys up there? You picket everything. You need to be, you know, picketing and protesting on this. Because to your point, if they get our young kids, this is going to be decades to turn this around, right?
Absolutely. And you bring up such an important point about courage. I mean, it's much easier to stand in the corner with your head down and hope no one notices you and calls you a nasty name than it is to get out there and fight. But you also have to recognize that you can't be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. And once you take your eye off the ball, it starts slipping away from you pretty quickly.
Yeah, and again, it's I know we only got a couple of minutes left here, but I tell people all the time, if you go back to the days of Jim Crow, and you look at, you couldn't educate a black person. That was illegal to do. And think about what our education system's been over the last 30, 40 years. You're not educating our kids, and the kids in the inner city are getting some of the worst educations in the country. So you,
absolutely,
as parents, keep it up. Keep pushing this. Keep making sure the kids get the education that they should get, correct?
Absolutely, and lay the right foundation. You know, we have a lot of talk in our nation about the wealth gap between blacks and whites, and it is substantial, 5 to 10x. But it doesn't apply for all blacks. If you look at Nigerians, Ghanaians, and such, there's no Wellcat there. But if you go and you study those families, you find out something that's pretty important, and that is that for them, a bachelor's degree is the baseline. Education is so vitally important, and also family structure. And if you take American blacks who have strong family structure and a big emphasis on education, there's no wealth gap either. That should tell people that this is not all just racism.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I said, we're about out of time here. You know, someday I'd love to have you come back because a lot of people don't know your story from when you were a kid and how you grew up and where you are today. And I think we need to see more stories. We need to hear more stories like that because the kids, black and Asian and Hispanic and so forth, are being told that they don't stand a chance because they're not white. They don't stand a chance. And that is so wrong. And you're proof of that.
Totally.
You know, you're proof of that from a godly standpoint. You're proof of that from an American standpoint and that kind of thing. So I do very much appreciate your time with me. The book is Created Equal, The Painful Past, Confusing Present, Hopeful Future of Race in America by Dr. Ben Carson. And you can get it on Amazon. And Dr. Carson, God bless. Really appreciate what you do for us.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a great rest of the night. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to get more into this after the break. Because, you know, it doesn't stop there. Some of the things that we didn't have enough time to talk about, and I will try to get him back on the show. You know, when you have a book out, everybody is pulling on you. It's kind of crazy. But we want to get him back on. And his story is the story. His story is the story of the American dream, and even as a black man, because his mom wasn't having it, was not going to have him be another number. So anyway, always, always, always love these kind of stories. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A Ukrainian official tells the Washington Post that about 200 civilians, including 20 children, remain at the steel plant in Mariupol, where Ukrainian soldiers continued to refuse Russian demands to surrender. Civilians started to evacuate the plant over the weekend, this woman speaking to NBC News.
There were 40 of us, this woman says. We boiled two buckets of soup, and that was our meal for the whole day.
Some of the civilians left for Ukrainian-controlled territory. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Italian television not only repeated the false portrayal of his country invading Ukraine, he also suggested Hitler was Jewish. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, among the many who condemned the remarks.
They tap into the very old and very poisonous notion that the Jewish people themselves were the architects of the worst human atrocities of modern history, even when they were aimed at Jews themselves. Mr. Foreign Minister, you're fooling no one.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
A pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on. You know what I mean. Be part of the solution here. All right? Because the way you do that is get informed. That's the easiest way to do it. And you do, and you know what? And some of my colleagues kind of laugh at me at times when I say stuff like, I'm no smarter than you are. Really not. I have a microphone. I've been blessed to have a network that picked up the show. And I just try to put the questions down or say the things that we're all sitting around talking about. Not only do we sit around talking about it, but some people are afraid to say it. Why? You just heard it from Ben Carson. The man that has the real American dream, not just... Here's the thing. The American dream was based on the fact that people could come here from other countries if they were willing to work hard, if they were, you know, not to live off the dole, so to speak, if they were really willing to make it go, they could do it here. We would not get in your way of starting a business or not starting a business, being a pastor or not being a pastor, raising a family of 15 or raising a family of one or none. There was a beauty behind this country. You come here, you follow the laws, all is good. And now, that's not so true. However, really, I don't want to go down that road yet. I'm going to come back to Dr. Carson. Here's a man whose family, whose mom, they didn't come to this country for a better life. His ancestors or what have you were brought here, and not for a better life. But they took this, and they're not the only ones. I'm just harping on him because he was the last one on. But they took this situation. Mom busted hump, who couldn't read. She learned how to read when the boys were learning how to read. And she wasn't going to allow them to be a statistic. She took, even in the worst of times, she took advantage of the American dream, which at one time was not available for black families. So to say, frankly and honestly, to say that the American dream doesn't exist anymore, or the black people don't have a chance, or not quite right. Really isn't. And if you want, because I know some of them, I'll get the nasties. I know I will. I can parade like they do. Right? I can put a whole bank of black folks together that will talk about the fact that they don't buy into this. We're black and therefore we can't do any better. We're not as accepted as you are. Where? In what state? In what city? Come on, we'll go with you. There'll be 3,000 of us white folks will show up with you. Do we still have prejudice? Yeah. Do we still have racism? Yes. And as you heard Dr. Carson say, if you have a heartbeat, as long as we have people with heartbeats, you're going to have racism. You're going to have people that hate you just because of the color of your skin or where you came from. That simple. And you know, you listen to him talk, you read it, got to get the book, Created Equal. Just you got go head over to Amazon, you can pre-order it. And in the book, he talks about America's diversity and what makes it makes our nation stronger. And it's not that it makes our nation stronger because we suck them into the American culture, but they add to the culture. All right? I mean, seriously. So you assimilate to the American way of life. It's really funny. I'm learning a lot, being on the school board, and starting to talk to some of the different ethnicities, right? Indians. No, not American Indians, but Indians. Pakistanis. Talking to people from Germany, Asians. And the common thread with a lot of them who came here, or parents who came here, is that they're not so sure about government. They're afraid of government. Well, actually, I don't blame them today, but they're afraid of government. They don't want to engage. They don't want to bring too much attention to themselves. They don't want to make too much noise. They think that that's the way it is, and they believe that that's why they have the freedoms they have here. But it's not. Our forefathers weren't quiet. And the people, who, you know, in the Revolution, they were quiet. Come on, think about that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the way we made things happen, there were times for war. There were times for bloodshed, Civil War being one of them, Revolutionary War being another one of them. But for the most part, true and honest, peaceful protests will make a difference. And look, I'm not an idiot. A peaceful protest isn't walking through a major city with your mouth shut and just holding up signs. No, peaceful protest can be you shouting chants. Okay? Some of the stupid little skits that they do in the middle of a parade or what have you. Any of those things that bring attention to. An old-fashioned sit-in in one of the federal buildings or state building or your school building, whatever. You're allowed to do these things in this country. In other countries, you'd be in the gulag. You'd be shot in the head. You'd be jailed for life, whatever. You're not allowed to speak against the government. I'm sorry. What part of this country is so terrible? I'm missing something here. I love when guys like him are on. He just gin me all up. You know, and again, here's a guy. We were talking about this during a break. Too bad you guys couldn't hear it. So, in the early years, Dr. Carson grew up. He lived in Detroit, right? In almost an entirely black community. Went to black schools, black church, black neighborhood. Then he moved to Boston to a school that was mostly white. And he'll tell you it was pretty interesting. A pretty interesting experience for him. I grew up in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s in Boston. Okay, and it was still a very racist. Now, not the community that I lived in, let's be clear, because we were an Italian neighborhood, a very Italian community. And not racism as you would, but we felt the prejudice of people when we went outside our area. Go back with your people, kind of thing. All right? But you saw it. You saw it in the news. You saw it when you were out and about. The blacks were not treated well in those days. Sorry, Bostonians, but it's true. They had their own areas. There was a progression of people moving wherever they're moving out to from the inner city. So to say, but that doesn't exist. Well, it doesn't exist today
anywhere near like it was in the 70s. And he agreed with that. So you have to look at that and say, where did, not harp on what we were like in the 50s, which is really kind of funny because you're harping on what happened in the 50s. Now you're into what, the 70s? I mean, now you hop into the 70s. Where were we then? Then you get to the 90s and the 2000s. Where are we at? How far have we come? Why aren't we touting the progress we made? We can even say, not fast enough. Not good enough. But we're making strides forward. Right? Where am I wrong here? Anyway, it just, again... In his book, I'm not going to give away everything, he draws similarities between cancel culture and the Jim Crow racism. Here's the thing I love about Dr. Carson. Some of you are going to find this distasteful. Every time I have conversations with my other black friends and or even hardcore lefties about blacks, I don't know, supporting Trump, supporting conservatism, you know, believing certain things that the conservatives believe, they always say the same thing to me. Well, those black folks are ignorant or uninformed. I want you to say that about Ben Carson. Okay? While he runs circles around you. Well-educated man. Probably came from one of the worst scenarios you could come from. So say that about Ben. I don't have to protect him. He can stick up for himself. But you talk about cancel culture and many people are really struggling on these threats of being canceled. They're fearful. I wish I could have got into it with them, you know, about white folks. No, not boo-hoo-hoo white folks, but they've been browbeaten to believe that they can't say anything about this. They can't talk about the black condition. They can't talk about what's going on in black. Why? I have black friends. I read about it. I watch it. I see what's going on. Why? I can't talk about it at all. That's just your way of shutting us down, not allowing us to help or speak to it. Hey, I'm on a roll. I'm not going to stop anytime soon. Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with me, Joe Mazzino.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come to your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5560. Come on, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You really do need to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. You know, we had Dr. Ben Carson on earlier in the show. And again, I love this stuff because whenever people talk or send me emails about how I shouldn't be talking about certain issues and certain things, and I'm not black, I'm not a woman, I'm not a this, I'm not a that, I'm not buying. I'm not there with you. And the reason for that is because humans are humans. We all kind of share the same issues and problems. Right, so I'm starting to get emails from some of you. Why don't I talk about, you know, the leaked memo on how Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Just to be blunt, we've heard leaks before. I want to know what it is. I want to know what portion. Is it the whole thing? For what reason? And what the number is. Is it 5-4? 6-3? 9-0? You know, really, seriously. So, no, I won't be talking about it until I see it. See it in writing from them, from SCOTUS, and find out how they came about, how it came about. So
We'll stay with my plan for now. I'm sure there's a lot of mouths out there speaking about it already. They're getting ready for the peaceful protests with fire pitchforks and, you know, frozen water bottles, I'm sure. So, I want to get back to Dr. Ben Carson, who was on the show earlier, and talk about some of the, you know, when you talk about some of the stuff that's in his book, and you need to go, you know, people, read. Some of you already read, so it's not aimed at you, and you know that. But some of these things, if you read them, you can explain them to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. This is what I keep telling you. You have to hand down these stories. You have to talk about this stuff to your kids. Look, if you believe they're not getting in school and you're pounding on Caesar to teach your kids the things you know are true, then I got to question your ability to think things through. You take the time with your kids. You take the time with your grandkids and your nieces and nephews. You talk to them about the truth. And bring up guys like Ben Carson about what he did, how he overcame. There's a whole bunch of other names, too, we could put in there. But, I mean, more contemporary names that they might connect with. I don't know. But don't let this garbage that they're feeding your kids go unchecked or unchallenged, for that matter. Right? And you know, Carter, there's so much we could have got. I mean, we could have done a two-hour interview with him. No kidding. Seriously. Where was I? See, I love this. There's a section in his book where he kind of re-educates, reminds us about the slave history. It goes all the way back to Columbus, right? St. Augustine, 1619, Civil War, Emancipation Proclamation, Juneteenth, segregation. He goes through them all. And it's a pseudo, for lack of a better way of saying it, it is a pseudo mini history lesson. But real progress has been made. I've been telling you that. Many others have been telling you that for a long time. You need to make sure that your kids know the history. Your grandkids know the history. And it was a pretty historic, pretty horrific stuff in our past. I got that. We all got that, basically. And I love when people say, well, it's never been taught in school. No, that's not true. I learned it. Many others I know my age learned it. But who's been running education for the last 50 years? Maybe longer, but think about it. If it's not being taught, the kids aren't learning it today, whose fault is that? Who should be taking that up and running with it? I'm sorry. I'm going to take the word of a man like Dr. Carson that I am about pretty much everybody else's. We have made real progress, great strides in these areas. And he talks in the book about white guilt and black victimhood. Done. It needs to stop. And not because I'm white and not black. He's a black man. Doesn't believe in victimhood. Right? He does a whole big section in the book on the 1619 Project in CRT. Many have been talking about this for a long time. He talks about how CRT is divisive. It's hurting our school. Well, it's hurting our kids in our schools. And he doesn't, in the book, he doesn't gloss over slavery. He talks about it. Talks about how bad it was and the stain on our country, but not just ours. And right now, you heard him, to his point, there are more slaves in the world today than there were in those days. Although I would say you'd have to prove it, because I don't know. I don't know in those days how they pull their numbers together. You know what I'm saying? So, how do you end? I wish, like I said, I wish I had more time with them. Because it's, how do you end the racism against conservative blacks? Really? Because they won't buy into the left's narrative. So you sit here and you say, all right, well, that's great.
But how do we fix this? How do you get them to understand? When the left-wing media, the progressive politicians, keep banging away at their disdain for the conservative bloc who refuses to be constrained. Right? He goes on to say, if there's a form or systemic racism, it exists among the political classes that think that they have a right to determine how black people should think, vote, eat, act. Who tells you? What party tells you on a regular basis how to think, how to act, what to eat, what to say, where to go, who to associate with? Come on, you do not need to be a brain surgeon like Dr. Carson to know the answer to that question. He goes on to say, why should there be a black way to think? Right? I think that's a great line. Why should there be a white way to think? Is it imperative that black people start thinking for themselves and not be subjected to manipulation? Educate them. That's what he's saying. Let's make sure that the black, Asian, Hispanic communities get the true education they need. Real history. Real education. Stop dumbing things down. And oh my God, he brings it all back to God. For him, it's all about God. Right? Anyway. He emphasizes in the book, though, one of the things he does talk about is, I just did it a minute ago, but in the way he's talking about doing it, where white folks tend to push back on the less black narrative on race and say, look, you guys got it so much better now. That's kind of condescending. No, really, if you think about it, it's kind of condescending. Yes, they do have it better now than ever before. In this country, anyway. Are there strides that still need to be made? Yes. There's a difference between saying, hey, you guys got it so much better now, than saying, we as a nation have come a long way. When it comes to human rights, fixing our past mistakes, trying to make things right, we have come a long way. We, as a nation, as a people. Because when you say, you guys have got it so much better now, you're kind of saying, stop complaining, stop bringing it up, and stop talking about it. Now, it should be a 24/7 conversation, but it can be brought into conversations about where we're at today, where racism is at, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, look, one of the other problems that we have is we have media, social media. We have the interweb. Stories, accusations, all that stuff flies at the speed of sound, or I should say the speed of light, all around the place. And it's hard to undo. Once you hear it, it's hard to undo it. I always got a kick out of the court cases when the judge would say, the jury will disregard that last comment. Really? How are you going to do that? It's in there already. Anyway, I'd admonish you guys, even my white listeners, okay? Get the book. Get the book. Get it online. Whatever you got to do. Because I think that you need to understand, it is okay to push back on the narrative. It's okay to tell people, look, I'm sorry, I'm not a racist. No matter what you think, that I was born with it or whatever, I'm not. I don't care what color you are. Can you do the job? I don't care what color you are. Are you willing to work hard for everybody? We need to stop being afraid of saying those things. Thomas, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. We have Apple and Android apps you can get, so you can listen and watch the show live there. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's All Joe coming up. You don't want to miss that. Seriously, I think it'd be great.